Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series finale. Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Final matchup for these two teams in the regular season, but the Shuckers hoping they'll face them at least a couple times more in the 2024 Southern League playoffs. Time for today's Shuckers pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Sundays, it's time for the Community Corner. We're joined by Shuckers Community Relations Manager David Blackwell. David, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Always glad to be here.
It was a really special night at the ballpark last night. The Shuckers hosted Kiesler Appreciation Night. Number of different things went into them, but a number of different servicemen and women attended the game. Really a great crowd and a great way for the Shuckers to show appreciation to the Air Force Base that is about maybe a mile away at most.
Yeah, we had over 700 people here from the base last night. We had 88 or so airmen and women coming out to help unfurl a large American flag out in center field. That was cool to be a part of. Always a great honor guard from Kiesler. We had the 81st Training Wing chaplain out to sing the national anthem. He was fantastic. Just a lot of great things going on last night. A lot of people here just very thankful that they were able to be a part of it, and I look forward to seeing how we can make 2025's version of this bigger and better.
How big of an impact does that make here in Biloxi? Because like we've talked about, it is such a tight relationship between Kiesler Air Force Base and with you and over here at the Shuckers.
Yeah, man, it's so important. I'll kind of give you a reference of, without naming names here, but I was speaking to someone very high up over at Kiesler last night, and they were talking about, they were having some conversation with some of their leadership out in Washington, and you know, they said we've got to get more involved with the community side of partnerships and stuff like that, and they were able to say, well, we've got one for you, and I couldn't tell you how filled up with pride I was to be able to say that was us that they were talking about. I mean, the Biloxi Shuckers coordinating things with the United States Air Force is kind of surreal. My grandfather was in the Air Force back in the day, and all I could think of last night was how much he would have enjoyed being here. And that kind of just lights a fire under me to make it as special as possible.
There was also a special ceremony pregame in honor of Gold Star families. Now, these are families that have had a serviceman or woman die in action, in the line of duty. Players brought out of white roses alongside their either spouse or their husband. How special was that to be able to have that moment here at the ballpark and to see that connection between the players and these families who have been through so, so much over the recent years?
It's one of those moments where you just kind of hope everything just kind of falls into place. You hope everything gets real quiet and everybody in the stadium is paying attention, because these are people who literally paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, for our country. We had some of the guys, I think we had 9 guys come out to walk with the families last night. I'm going to name those guys because that's important to me, but Brock Wilkin, Nick Merkel, Russell Smith, Shane Smith, Lamar Sparks, we had Tyler Wasner, Tate Keener, Sam Carlson, and Casey Hunt all took part in that ceremony. And Caleb Bowman came out and caught the first pitch to Miss Jackie. And when we were setting all this up earlier this week, or kind of finalizing everything earlier this week, Caleb and Will Childers went over there with me to Kiesler, and we had some good conversations with Holly Fisher, who oversees that program, and we were able to get an understanding of just how important it is, not to those families, but to the people that have welcomed them in to help them process things and kind of recover and go through the hard times now that they don't have their airmen and women here.
What's the impact of that? Obviously a special moment at the ballpark, but it is so much more than that, and it extends much beyond just the field itself.
One of the things that they reminded me last night, that they try to make sure that they have the families and the rest of the team point out, is to always remember and say the name of the specific service member that has passed. You want to honor them, but you want to keep that memory alive as well. Again, they have paid that ultimate sacrifice, so it's important not only just to recognize them, but to honor them with our respect and hold them in the dignity that they deserve to be held in. And so they were just really touched. I saw so many tears on the faces of the families that were out there. Of course, we presented each with a white rose.
just as symbolic recognition. And I know it meant a lot to them. And I know we'll be doing that the Saturday before Memorial Day next year. So we're looking forward to that happening again.
What's it been like having so many airmen and women come out to the ballpark, whether it's everyone from Colonel Billy Pope to just regular Air Service airmen and women coming out to the ballpark, enjoying the baseball game, but also enjoying just being out here in the community and alongside the Shuckers, them going over to Keyes Air Force Base and taking part in everything that they do over there, because it is a lot.
It's been so much that we've tried to set up to do for this year. There's so much that we haven't done yet. I mean, there are things that we've still got another Heart of a Shucker donation this next weekend, next homestand, and we've really tried to invest in these lives of these military members. And it's not just a, hey, come out to the game and, you know, eat some good food, have a good time. It's, hey, man, how are things in your life? How are things going? Making sure that they understand that we not only appreciate what they've done, but care about them as people as well. So, you know, we've, you know, very humbly I'll say this, we've made tremendous strides in growing those relationships this year, and really looking forward to doing more and more with them. We were setting up meetings, coffee meetings, in a couple of weeks to talk about next year's stuff, and man, it really lights a fire under me to make these things happen.
David, appreciate the time as always. Real special night last night. Appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thanks, David.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Biscuits coming your way next.